the Tooth Fairy. It was a fantastic day for Crystal. She had passed her final test at the Tooth Fairy training school. Now she could turn children's baby teeth into money. Money here. Jet, Crystal's lazy classmate, had failed all her tests. She would never be a Tooth Fairy. It's not fair, she moaned. As Jet grumbled, the others flew home and prepared for their first trips. That night, Crystal checked that she had everything she needed. One bag of magic travel dust, one list of children to visit, and, most importantly, her wand. Crystal sprinkled herself with magic dust. The next second, she was in the bedroom of her first customer, Bet Bingley. Crystal flew up to the bed. Carefully, she lifted a tooth out from under Bet's pillow. She aimed her wand at Bet's tooth. Sabanasha, she cried. But instead of a shiny new coin, she saw a ham sandwich, a hamster, a cactus.
What?
Every time she aimed her wand, the tooth changed into something, but never a coin. Crystal burst into tears. It's all gone wrong, she sobbed. Her crying woke Beth, who couldn't believe her eyes.
Are you the Tooth Fairy? She whispered in amazement.
Yes, wept Crystal, but it's my first night and I'm useless. Crystal explained how her wand had failed. Everyone in Fairyland will laugh at me, she sobbed. What can I do? Beth felt sorry for the fairy. Let me go back with you, she said. Maybe I can help. Thank you, Crystal sniffed. A sprinkle of travel dust later, Bet was in Fairyland. The magic powder had made her fairy-sized and she could fly too. My wand came from the fantastic fairy store, she explained to Crystal. That's right. My tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'll read the story first. Then we'll start here, she said to Bet. Bet gasped as she entered the shop. The walls were lined with hundreds of fairy outfits. There were sparkly tiaras and silky bows and shiny shoes and pots of gleaming wands. How can I help you? Asked the shopkeeper, because he was Irish. Crystal explained and the shopkeeper examined the wand. This is Jet's wand, she said. It will never work properly because she's such a bad fairy. That sneaky fairy has swapped her wand for mine, cried Crystal. Let's get it back, said Beth. Jet was lazing on the terrace of her treehouse. She'd used Crystal's wand to magic up a huge pile of cream cakes. And she was just about to gulp down her 10th eclair when Crystal and Beth arrived. Hand over my wand, you thief, demanded Crystal. No way, Miss Perfect, said Jet. A stream of stars shot from her wand in her hand. The magical blast turned Crystal's feet into stone. Jet raised her wand to strike again, but suddenly it was snatched from her grasp. I'll take that, cried Bet from a branch above Jet's head. Jet tried to fly up and grab the wand back, but she'd eaten so much she couldn't get off the ground. A second blast from the wand lifted the stony spell from Crystal's feet. She fluttered up to join Bet. So long, Jet, cried Crystal as they flew away. The pair returned to the fantastic fairy store. Crystal bought Bet her very own fairy outfit to thank her. Then Bet joined the fairies for a midnight feast and they danced until dawn. Time to say goodbye, said Crystal, showering Bet in magic dust. In a flash, Bet was back in bed. What an amazing dream, she thought. Bet peeked under her pillow. She expected to see her tooth or even a coin, but what she saw was the tiniest dress in the world. That's the end of that story. Did you like that one?